It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Hey, Mr. Buddy.
Hi, Sam. Where is everybody?
Oh, Leon rode down to Curtis with Jesse.
Curtis?
Yeah. They went down there to a farm auction. Jesse thought he might pick up some tools real cheap.
Oh, yeah. Well, whose auction is it?
Oh, I don't know. Just a farmer. He's going out of business.
He's probably retired.
No, I went broke. It looks like the day of the small farmer's about over around here.
That's really terrible.
I don't even know him, and it gets me down. It depresses me. In fact, I get depressed a lot these days.
Well, now, Sam, now what have you got to be depressed about?
Well, nothing really. Now, it started when John Wayne died, but it really got bad when Roger Staubach retired.
Oh, yeah, that was depressing. You know, I'm afraid there'll never be another one like him.
You know, the day Roger retired, I had to stay in bed all day.
Well, I didn't know you felt that strongly about it.
Well, that ain't all that happened that day.
It's not?
Well, no, that day ranks right up there with Pearl Harbor, in my mind, in disaster.
Now, Sam, what are you talking about?
Well, the very same day that Staubach retired, them people out there in California put this kid on a white horse and tried to tell us that he was the new Lone Ranger.
Well, now, that is depressing.
There ain't no such thing as a new Lone Ranger. That's like saying there's going to be a new Texas up north somewhere.
Well, I didn't realize all that happened on the very same day.
A dark day in our nation. I tell you, I don't think we can survive without Roger. Tell me now, who's left?
Who's left for what?
For a hero, that's what.
Well, let me see.
There'll never be another person who don't drink or smoke, loves his family, goes to church, and wears a star on his helmet.
Well, yeah, you're right. It sure is the end of an era. You know, I felt that way when Shostakovich died.
Who?
Shostakovich, you know, the Russian composer. He's been one of my heroes since childhood.
Ain't it against the law to have a Russian hero?
No, Sam. Shostakovich was a great, great composer. Stalin tried to do him in 3 times.
Well, now, that's a little better, but I bet he didn't have a blue star on his hat.
Who's your hero that lived a long time ago?
You mean before I was born?
Yeah, you know, before the 20th century.
Well, I don't really know their names, but it'd be a toss-up between the guy that invented Vicks Vapor Rub and the guy that first made chocolate.
No, I mean somebody you really know by their name.
Bessemer. He invented steel, you know.
Bessemer?
Yeah, if it wasn't for him, we'd be driving around in cast-iron cars. They probably wouldn't get 2 miles to the gallon.